Modern D Podcast is a D&D real play adventure set in the year 2022. Though our podcast is meant for everyone, listener discretion is advised for foul language and depictions of graphic violence and adult themes. We strongly suggest caution for anyone 13 and under. Content warnings are found in our show description. Enjoy the show.
In the year 2022, the world as we know it is thriving. But deep down, there are those that look to seek the end of our way. Light must be snuffed. Perfection decayed. Order dissolved. And minds fragmented.
Everybody, welcome to the Modern Podcast, episode 7. We're starting to get a little up there now. Let's keep this going. So, I am Dave. I am your DM.
I am Sindal, your drow thief / rogue.
I'm Kara. I play Roy Wingarrick. I'm a gnome druid.
Brian.
I'm Brian Brady. I am your resident dragonborn paladin warlock by the name of Talcoran.
My name's Josh Barron, and I play Paruvadu, a druid ranger.
All right, so last time we were here, Paro was taken. You guys went on a search for him. You met Makaria, who is a tiefling strip club owner that is in the Children of Roe with Jelrin, Pippin, and all the good people, including the, as of right now, the name escapes me, but the goblin Gordon Ramsay?
I don't think we ever did come up with a name for him.
I don't think we did either, but I'm getting yelled at. Hold on. I am literally getting yelled at not to do anything to that character for some reason. So, but you guys found Pippin. You talked to him for a little bit, got the lowdown on a few things, and then you were going to go search for Paro. Got a call from Roywin saying that she had some information that she just discovered. You went to her shop, and a bolder than...
Is it Chakram Gurdon?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-mm. Oh, there, but, volume monster.
Yeah, oh, you're loud.
You're way loud. But then a braver than talented orc mercenary that Phil knew apparently is in the Brotherhood and attacked you single-handedly and lost miserably. Sitting in the corner, rocking back and forth, hugging his knees.
Poor guy.
Poor Phil.
He's emotionally scarred right now.
Emotional again? Damage.
No, still.
I mean, but I thought we made progress with that damage.
No, I think we made it worse.
I only yelled at him for not knowing how to do his fucking job, okay?
Right, one of his really good friends just attacked us.
Okay. Well,
friend is a relative term.
Acquaintance.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank Associate? You, Paro. Thank you for having my back on this. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't even know what's going on, but you're welcome.
So that's where we're at, you know, trying to discover justice and vengeance. Justice and vengeance.
Ronald Reagan. Not Ronald Reagan.
Oh, there you go.
Blah, 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 blah. I am Satan. Blah, 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 blah.
So, that's where we're at. So, you guys have kind of surveyed the damage done to poor Roywin's shop. She kept that thing so clean. So, what are you going to do from here?
I'm going to assess myself, make sure I'm okay.
You have a slight scratch on your cheek.
Oh, for fuck.
I'm going to take inventory to find out everything is going on in my shop since it's been pretty much destroyed now. Make sure okay. that the crystal is still here.
Okay, do an investigation check.
Hold on. I need to get to it.
We're in the crystal shop right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, we're in the crystal shop and she's doing her own shit. I'm going to do what I usually do. And I'm just going to go, like, pliffer some shit off the shelves. Like, just a couple little tiny pieces. Nothing worth, like, craziness. Just something to satisfy the itch to thieve.
Okay.
Kleptomania. So,
yes, that.
After she does this roll, I'll get to that.
Mine's 11.
Cool beans, thank you.
An 11 investigation. So, a lot of glass, a lot of plastic. It looks like a lot of stuff is relatively unharmed, but without a deeper look, you can't really tell. Now,
okay.
You do a sleight of hand, and then Roywin do an opposed perception to see if you catch her trying to steal anything.
Just roll just a perception.
Just a perception. But you're doing it against her sleight of hand roll to see.
Okay.
If she can get away with it or if you catch her in it.
I want to know what she got first.
Oh, you didn't get away with it. I got a 19.
Oh, honey. It's cute that you thought I didn't. I got a 23.
You fucking suck.
Thief. I have a plus 5 to my sleighted hand, okay?
I have a plus 3 to my perception, so.
Yeah, I got like double proficiency in sleight of hand because I was like, make it stealthy but extra.
I can look imposing. I got a plus 5 to that.
Yeah, see, there you go. Shit. But I also have a plus 5 to intimidation, so suck on that, bitch.
I got all you beat. I've got a plus infinity to DM discretion.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and don't use
great
it as
power
a
comes great responsibility, sir. Keep that shit okay. in check.
So, you guys pick somebody. Roll a D100 for me.
Wow,
well, she's got the better luck.
I'm doing it.
Just a straight D100.
73.
Okay, so.
Nice.
Ooh. Oh, which way should I go with this?
How the fuck do you roll a D100? Oh, there it is.
it's actually two dice, one that has a one through.
It's supposed to recognize like percentile.
Yeah.
You got 33.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll go with that. So Sindal, you yes. With that 73, you feel not necessarily a jerk to like your mental state, but like more of a pull, like a slight pull in the direction of the back room.
Okay.
And something in your intuition is telling you I need to go into this room.
All right, I'm gonna do like the weird drow thing where they like stare off into the distance and tilt their heads and then just start making my way over without seeming too creepy, but just coming up a little creepy. Not a whole lot, but just a tiny bit. You know, like prey stalking kind of thing. The way a cat decides it sees something delicious that it wants to murder.
So you're folding your ears down on top of your head? Is that what you're doing?
They're pinning them. They're... You know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go towards the thing that's grabbing my attention. It was going to be a cool little thing, but no, let's not. Let's just get fucked. let's fuck on Sandal. Yeah, I know. I'll make my way towards whatever it is. What I'm aside from, it's just a pull that I'm feeling.
Yeah, just something in your mind is telling you go this way now.
Okay, I'm going to go that way, and I'm going to, as I'm making my way over, I'm going to look over to Wynn and just say, what is in this door back here?
Very special stuff, I'm taking it, right, DM?
You tell me.
It's just a very special collection of mine.
There's something in there that is...
They're not for sale.
It's pulling me in here. I need to... And I'm at this point, how far away am I from the door?
Maybe 10 feet.
Alright, I'm just going to finish making my way to the door. And I'm just going to pull out, you know, my thieves' tools in case it is locked and she doesn't want to open it for me. I'm preemptively getting ready to break into this door to figure out what it is that is pulling me there.
Okay.
And I'm just watching her kind of going, what the hell is she doing? Because I've got very special, very, very special stuff back there.
Okay, so you're pulling out your thieves' tools?
Yeah, because if there's something in there that, like, is the door locked?
Yes, it's a locked door.
Okay, I'm gonna look.
It's like my special stuff. So.
I'm gonna. Rowan, do you mind unlocking this for me? If not, it's fine. I can do it myself, but I'd rather ask permission first from you since I am within your presence. Because it's either going to be...
I'll unlock it.
I didn't want to break it.
Yeah, I don't want you to break it either.
Appreciate.
So I unlock the door for her.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to feel around and flip on any switches to turn on the light if it's dark.
Okay, so light goes on. And inside the door... You see an unconscious and bound Laedra Pikehammer.
Oh. I look back at Roy. I was a naughty girl. I didn't know this was your kink.
Oh my god.
Shaming this early?
I mean, no.
Seventh episode.
No, I'm not kink shaming. I'm thoroughly intrigued.
And I didn't know she was back there.
Oh, well, then that's a whole different thing. Now it's not as interesting. I'm going to go over to Laedra and just start taking off her gag and waking her up and sitting her upright.
And I walk back in there with her, too.
Okay,
wakey,
so...
wakey, eggs and bakey, darling.
Oh, what the hell happened?
You're gonna have to tell me, darling. We found you in the storage room, all tied and gagged.
I don't know. I was here, and next thing I know, I'm getting whacked on the noggin, and now. You're here. What? Oh, Cinny. What the hell are you doing here?
It's Cin for short. I'm not sure how I feel about Cinny. We found you in here, love.
Oh, God.
What is going on with my voice today? I can't decide. I think my mental state is breaking because I'm going in between my street voice and my educated voice.
Oh, I might have something for that. Ugh. Just help me up, damn it.
Well, I'm in the process of it, sweetheart. And then I'm already working
on
it.
Did you find Roywin?
I'm right here.
Now he was broken. And now I instantly feel better. It's not just me.
Ugh. All right. So, Roywin, you want to tell me what this blasted thing is? And from behind her, in what apparent to you guys now is a hidden pocket in her cloak, she pulls out the crystal. So now you know it's safe.
We don't know much about it. We just know that the Brotherhood is after it.
My gods, the Brotherhood is back. Jesus. Where's Jelrin? I need to speak with him.
Time out. Jesus exists in this world?
Is he around or not?
Just asking. Fairly confused player here.
It's been sorry, a long I apologize.
Oh, God. My bad, my bad.
What was that? Uh-oh.
I think that was our...
Is that Phil?
Yeah, I think it might have been Phil.
That sounded like an orc.
Yeah, that's Phil. He's going through something right now. Just ignore him.
All right, then. Now, Miss Roywin, do you want to explain to me what this thing is? Anything you might know?
All I know is it's about the Brotherhood wants it, and it's to something to do with the god Thrizdun. That's all I've learned about this. We need to find out more information about this. But we cannot let the Brotherhood get it.
I'm going to be honest here. I'm hating this entire situation. We keep on hearing the Brotherhood this, the Brotherhood that, Thrizdun this, Thrizdun that. Can we cut to the chase and find out where the fuck their lair is so we can stop this nonsense? Because I don't know about you guys, but I'm fucking tired of this bullshit. I've gone through more clothing than I know what to do with, and my father's missing. Figuratively and literally. My house is half exploded.
Wait, your father? What do you mean, your father?
Oh, fuck. Not worth it. My benefactor. Leader of something or other. And then I give her the short cut of basically the, you know, of what was said, you know, in the letter that I was given.
Jelrin's your father?
And news to me, too. Surprise!
And she just passes the hell out right back on the floor.
What the fuck? Why is she passing out? Because he's my father. Like, it's not your baby daddy. I mean, your father.
Sweet home Alabama.
Gross, I'm going to throw up in my mouth right now. But you know what I mean. I kind of toe her, and like with the edge of my boot, I just, you know, give her a soft thump in the back and be like, it's time to get up now. No sleeping on the job.
Grog! Where's me Grog?
Can you be any more of a classic dwarf?
I'm a dwarf, dear. What do you expect? I like me Grog.
I don't know. Being a modern dwarf and not be a slave to the booze?
Coming from someone who is obsessed with tequila.
Listen, we're not going to talk about that. That's out of game, so...
It's in game too, girly.
I've got to know. Have you met Makaria yet?
No.
The strip club owner?
Oh, her. Yes.
You know nothing about booze, then.
Right. Can we, like, curve this back into the whole Thrizdun situation? Because I'm not loving it. This isn't a great look for my lifestyle.
Well,
I just want to go back to stealing shit and looking fabulous, and it's hard to do that when I've got ninja-looking fuckers that keep on showing up and blowing my stuff up.
You're knee-deep in shit. I don't think you're going to be able to live the high life anymore.
Well, I don't know much, but I'll tell you what I know.
Spill it.
Well, Thrysdun is one of the old gods, like one of the originals. And
like the Dawn Father?
Sort of. He's the god before the gods. It's hard to explain. What I know is he existed. The rest of the gods came into being somehow. They had it out with him and sealed him away. And the Brotherhood has been trying to release him for thousands of years now. But that's about all I know. I'm sorry.
Why would they want to be trying to release him?
To destroy the universe. Why else?
Why would you want to destroy the universe? If you destroy the universe, it destroys everything and cease existence. If you wanted to end existence, just kill yourself. Well, unalive yourself.
Look, it's weird cult members that worship an ancient dead god. Do you really need to wonder why they're doing what they're doing?
I mean, just drink the fucking Kool-Aid.
No. Cthulhu's a heathen god of old.
And he just wants to destroy things. He doesn't want everything to be gone.
Cthulhu?
He wants to take over everything.
Yep, no, that was sidebar. he's a god of madness. But anyway. Pineapple. There has to be more than it just than brimstone and fire and void and nothing. So I think
I was trying to start a war.
I know. I think maybe it's time that we set a trap on one of these guys.
I think so too.
See if there's any way we can learn more by good old fashioned torture. I'm good at that. Ask Phil.
Psychological damage.
Emotional damage.
Well, I'm all right with that. Just find me one of these members and I'll make him talk.
Well, we're brainstorming ideas here. We're hoping you might help out with that.
Well, let me go speak to Makaria. Let me see what I can find out.
You're what?
Makaria.
Oh, Makaria. All right.
Do you not understand the words that are coming out of my mouth right now?
No.
No.
Obviously.
Just like plain face, like just deadpan face, straight looks at her and be like, no.
Do I have to Jackie Chan this shit for you?
Who's Jackie Chan and what? No. I mean,
he's an old elven monk. What of it?
These words that she's saying, I'm not sure if she's still right in the head right now.
I don't think she is.
What are you going to do? I hope you... I mean, she works for you. I hope the Medicare plan is...
I don't have insurance. This is self-employed.
Oh, well, fuck. Oh, fuck. Get fucked. What is that? What do they call this? Obamba care these days? Obamba care?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I didn't want to say Obama. I had to come up with something different. I didn't want to be too similar to our world. Excuse me for trying to...
I got it.
Words hard, you know?
Words hard. All right. And at that moment, you hear.
Is it my phone?
Whose phone is it?
Oh, my. Yes, it's Sindel's phone.
I'm going to answer it.
Mistress, mistress, are you safe? I heard the crystal shop was attacked.
How would you hear if the crystal shop is attacked? It literally happened 2 minutes ago. Have you been watching me again?
Mistress, old organization fighting evil old cult. How have you not put this together yet?
You know, some people would call that stalker vibes.
He just hangs up on you.
I got him. That's your payback for all the farts. I gave it 5 minutes and then I call him back.
Called you back.
I'm going to hand the phone over to "404 error, cannot compute, brain broken." I tried to, my brain is completely blanking out. I'm sorry. I'm going to hand the phone to tell Karin. Apologies.
Oh, hi.
You answer this. Here, you speak to him, because I can't deal with him right now.
I imagine this phone is comically too small for me.
Yeah, it's like you've literally got to hold it with your index and your thumb, just pinching it in your hold.
I'm looking at this thing like it's obviously foreign technology. Like, I'm like, okay.
And then I just show him, like, carry, put it to your face and close to your ear.
Alright.
Say hello.
Hello.
Who is this? Where's the mistress? Who is this?
This is Tel'Karin.
Yes. Dragonborn. Yes.
Dragonborn. Very big.
Yeah, very big. Blue.
That's what she said.
I need you to meet me at Makaria's Club. Immediately.
Makaria's Club.
And he just hangs up.
He said meet at Makaria's Club.
I take the cell phone back from you and I look to Scottish McScottish Gee. We're missing one of our members. Do you think you can find any information? Do you have any access to a network of information by chance?
Let me make a couple of calls. Leave your number here on the desk and I'll get back to you as soon as I find something out.
All right, I write it down and it's 555-551-69.
Extension number 42.
Yep. If you know it, you know it, guys. Any information we can find on Paru so that we can rescue him, I'm sure at this point he's waiting for us to come flying in. In the meantime.
Paru. Oh, you mean the weird one about that had the bread fascination?
Yeah, with the croissants. Yes. That one.
All right, I'll see what I can find out.
Thank you, darling.
All right, let's get to Phil and get this. See if we can get to the club and see what's going on.
So, are we leaving the crystal here with her? Keeping
that
it
probably
safe
probably wouldn't be a good idea. You might want to take it with you.
Yeah, as she's asking, I've already taken it and shoved it in my pocket.
Okay.
Right. So you guys got the crystal. You have at least somewhat of a way to go. What are you going to do from here?
I mean, we're on our way to the club, so what are we going to do?
Get $1 bills?
You're not even
You're not
here.
There. Shut up.
Well, I close up my shop, of course, and go to the car.
As you go up to the car, as I mentioned before, you see a very emotionally broken Phil sitting on the ground, rocking back and forth, hugging his knees.
Phil, you do realize that our insurance package does offer up to 5 free therapy sessions before you need to attend 2 extra over everybody else. I would highly recommend you take advantage of that feature. In the meantime, we need to get to the club.
Do I have to go back there? That woman frightens me.
You don't have to go inside, but you need to fucking drive us. Now get your game face on, get in the car, and let's get going, shall we?
Yes, mistress.
You're a big boy. You've got this. I believe in you.
Words hard. So you guys all get in the car, Phil fires it up, and as you're driving away from Raywin's crystal shop, off in the distance of the otherwise still night, you can hear...
Who is that?
All right, so you guys get in the car, Phil screams as he drives off, and you guys head to the club.
I said big boy pants, not little bitch pants. Phil.
Mistress, do I seriously have to face that woman again?
I said you can stay in the fucking car, but don't scream every goddamn 5 minutes. People are gonna think you're fucking in the car. That's a bad precedent. I will have you fixed. I will take you to the vet and bleed you. If you continue acting like this, I'm all for mental health, Phil. But there's a time and a place.
Well, there's our little blurb at the end of the episode.
Which part? That I'm all for mental health?
No, that you're going to get him fixed.
Oh, yeah. But in all seriousness, Phil, there's a time and a place, my good sir. Keep your eye when you are at work. Use it as a means to distract you from your pain so that when it's time to focus on it, nothing is distracting you from being able to untether your trauma and work through it. You got this? Good. Good.
Untether your trauma like the untethered your eye.
In the meantime, give me your wallet. I need your insurance card. I'm filing you an appointment with a therapist ASAP.
All these squares make a circle. All these squares make a circle.
I don't know what that fucking means, but hand over the wallet and the insurance card now.
So he does. He hands you his wallet.
And I'm seriously actually looking up who's within our network so I can set him with an appointment with a therapist because I may be an asshole, but I care about my employees and I want to make sure they're getting taken care of. And Phil, when this is all over, you're going to be on vacation for the next 4 weeks and you're going to work through your trauma. Okay, sir? Good boy. I need you at 100%, and if you're not at 100%, we're going to help you be at 100%.
Yep, we're good.
Fantastic. Good boy. You have an appointment next Thursday at 9 a.m. Here's all the information that's being emailed to you now. Fun fact, Sindal takes care of HR for the organization from time to time.
All right, so you guys make it to the club.
Probably not a good thing. Okay, we're at the club. All
right, so you guys, where's the thingy? I have a thingy for this. I just gotta find it. Where is it? Damn it! Ah, there we go.
Well, Cosmom's the bigger bitch.
And as you pull up, it looks like the club is actually pretty lively again. Like, everybody kind of left and then just showed back up.
Okay.
All right, so you guys are met at the door by the bouncer. He immediately recognizes you, lets you in. And of course, as you go in, you hear the...
I hate this place so fucking much.
As I'm walking in, I'm just bobbing my head. Just bobbing my head.
I make a beeline for the back door where I know all the where the personnel that I need are located.
And I'm just following in your lead.
Yeah, I walk in like I fucking own the place. Sorry, you're on the thing?
You're on the thing. What thing?
I know the answer.
Oh, okay. She's questioning all your life decisions, essentially.
Yeah, she is questioning all my life decisions.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, so you guys go to the back room. Makari is sitting there with Pippin. Pippin looks a little worse for wear, but he's looking a little better. Looking a little bit more lively, like his normal self. You hear clattering in the back kind of area of the little... You know, where, like, the kitchen area is, and, you know, you hear the two little halflings yelling at each other again. Or rather, one yelling, the other one in his best leprechaun voice yelling back. Ah, dear, you've made it back. What can I do for you?
Where's Pippin?
And he kind of looks at you and looks at everybody else and literally points right in front of her. Like, he's sitting right in front of her.
Oh, I completely missed that. Sorry.
Well, he's right here. Did that tequila really mess you up that bad?
I completely ignore Pippin. I do not appreciate playing fetch between here, the estate, and here again. Pick a place.
Dear, there was a reason. We may have a lead on your friend. We've discovered another Brotherhood cell not too far from here.
Fantastic.
And it looks like they're holding him there.
Wonderful. Wunderbar. All right. I need location. Oh, I need blueprints. I need exit strategies, and I need weapons and clothing.
As you wish, and she snaps her fingers, and immediately two big hidden doors open right behind where her desk is sitting, and pretty much anything you could think of that you might need is there.
Croissant.
Shut up, you're not there.
That is the new thing for the entire series. Shut up, you're not there.
No croissants for you.
The heavenly bread.
Oh my god.
I'm seriously going to get a sticker made of that.
Which one?
The shut up, you're not there. Heavenly bread.
Oh god.
And shut up, you're not there.
I like that one. But more. Yeah, shut up, you're not there.
You know, you've got weapons. Modern and old school swords, axes, rapiers, scimitars.
So those are my weapons.
M16s, M4s, AR-15s, pistols, grenades, body armor. Just anything you might need for any given situation, it's there.
Okay.
Just take whatever you may require. Oh, but before I do forget, did you happen to speak to Mistress Laedra by chance?
Scottish chick.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, good. Yes. Was she able to find any information?
About that. We found her in a storage closet, bound, tied and bound and gagged.
She immediately perks up and looks at you just deadpan, and you can see like that little flicker of fire in her eyes that tieflings are kind of known for.
I thought the same thing, but unfortunately it wasn't.
And she just looks at you and says, "The crystal. Where is the crystal?"
Oh, that. And I pull it out and just flash it.
Oh,
you mean this right here?
Oh, thank God.
This little thing.
Oh, okay. Yes, dear. Please protect that as best you can. We are actually in the process of looking for a way to destroy that thing.
Okay. I mean, it's the first time I've been called a god, but okay. I'm not mad at it. But don't let it get to my head, okay? Oh, dry crowd.
Oh my god.
So are we just grabbing stuff from behind her?
Yeah, just grab whatever you need and just...
Okay.
Write it down, list it on your sheet, whatever you need to do, just so you know you got it.
Okay, so that's my fine. Question is, are there healing potions?
Oh, there is an abundance of healing potions.
Okay, so I want to know what kind of potions we're talking about that we have access to right now, because I am intrigued.
Well.
Give it to me, baby. Uh-huh.
Roll a D100.
Yeah, that's one.
The higher, the higher, the more specific.
Okay.
The higher, the fewer.
84.
So 84. You've got 5 standard healing potions.
Okay, I'm pocketing all those. Well, I'm distributing them and holding. I'm keeping 2, one for myself and one for Paru. Whenever you find him,
I'll get a little bit more specific, I guess. There's 5 of each level of healing potion.
Sindel's eyes just go really fucking wide. Like, her pupils dilate completely and just gleamy, sparkly of shiny must have. They thrill the light.
The greed of
and,
the...
Yeah, basically, just stars in her eyes and her fingers, like, twitching towards it.
Oh, where is it? Where is it? I got a better one for that.
There we go.
So are you distributing the greater healing potion so all of us have one?
Yeah. So you said, yeah, so I'm going to take, I am keeping 2 greater healing potions. I'm keeping 1 for Paru once we get a hold of him.
Okay.
And what about anything else, like, I don't know, maybe, like, you know, greater restoration, stamina, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, all of it's there. There seems to be, there's a theme here. There seems to be 5 of everything.
Okay. Let me take a look in my handy-dandy, book of things that I really fucking want here.
It's almost as if she planned for this.
Shut up. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, DM, for blessing us with all these potions. What am I looking for? Are there any magical weapons?
Magical? No.
Oh, hold on. Huh?
Magical, no. They are all just standard weapons.
Okay.
Anything of a hammer variety?
Oh, indeed. Warhammers, great hammers.
Can I grab a great hammer for reserve?
I'll allow it.
Excellent. So I add a great hammer to my inventory.
I am taking a couple oils of slipperiness. That was in there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
They've been at this for years. They plan for all contingencies.
Yeah, they know what's up. They know what's up. I am going to grab one of Animal Friendship just in case.
Okay.
Any scrolls?
There are scrolls.
Okay. Tell me what first level spell scrolls we have available. I'm assuming it's just first level, nothing more, right?
Yes. So there's a couple of fireball. There are, let's see.
Okay, let me be more specific. The spell scrolls, at what level does it go up to? Just level 1 or level 2, 3, or 4, or 5?
Okay, so there's one that goes to level 3.
Okay, what is that, level 3?
Let me see. I could read it to you if I can find the stupid thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so one scroll of fireball, third level evocation, casting time, one action, range 150 feet. What's the... Oh, it's not letting me go into it.
You said it was evocation?
Yes. Oh, there it is. View page. What? And it is a 20-foot radius.
Okay.
And it is a 8d6 fire damage on a failed save, half damage on a successful save. And it's a dex saving throw.
So you said it was 8d6?
8d6 on a failed save, 4d6 on a successful save. And it's a dex saving throw that they have to make.
And fire damage, right?
Fire damage, yes.
I am.
I took it. It's already mine. You can't have it.
A maul is a great hammer, right? Because there is no great hammer. Just great club.
All right, let me see. I've got dagger. Short bow, which I've used. Oh, I forgot I had cure disease potion in here. Nice.
Yes. Yes, it is a heavy two-handed weapon. It does 2d6 bludgeoning. What does your warhammer do?
1d8 or 1d10 if I do two-handed because it's versatile.
Okay.
So 2d6 is better than 1d10 because you get a 2 minimum, 12 maximum.
Yes.
I mean, I figure I can carry all three, right? My shield, my hammer, and my maul.
You should be able to.
And all I got was a quarterstaff and a sickle and a potion.
I'm trying to see what weapons I may want.
I wish to go shopping at the weapons mart, but I'm not there.
We'll come back for you.
Okay. I am going to... what does part you usually use for your weapons?
Crossbow.
You have that on you, don't you?
Yes.
All right. So there's probably no other things here. So there's nothing. Actually, you're not there, so I can't do that for you. Ha! Bye. Fuck.
Ouch.
Hold on, I'm trying to. You don't use a staff or wand, right?
No.
Okay.
All I use is a dart and a crossbow.
Okay. All right.
I can use a club, a dagger, a dart, or any kind of firearms.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. Good to know. I'm just going to take two more extra daggers just to have them.
Hey, you might need one to throw one of them.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm taking them.
Okay. So just I think throwing daggers actually are a separate weapon.
Right, but I think you can improvisely throw a regular dagger.
And I'm very proficient. Okay. I think that's it for me.
That's all for me. I grabbed a dart as well. You know,
yeah, I've got the Fireball Evocation 3rd level spell scroll. I've got Potion of Animal Friendship just in case. 2 Greater Healing Potions, 1 for me and Paru. I did take 2 regular healing potions for me and Paru because I am not greedy.
Unlike most melee weapons, daggers can be thrown.
Yes, thank you.
Sure, throwing daggers isn't as ideal as firing arrows from a crossbow, but it has its applications. So in a pinch, you could just chuck it.
There you go.
Okay, we ready?
I'm adding a potion of poison. I just found that. I'm totally getting that.
I want one of those healing potions. So not 2.
I'm gonna do.
Well,
a
there's
thing
5 in total.
Then I want 2.
Well, no, there's 5. So I'm taking 2. Each. Yeah, 1 for each, and I'm taking 2 because I'm holding 1 for Paru.
I guess I'll hold on to the other elf chick. What's your name?
Oh, Shifra.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one. Okay, so I'm gonna do a thing I planned for this, and it is character specific. So, Makaria, after you guys kind of do your little collection of items and all that kind of good stuff like that. She looks at you, Tal'Karin, and says, "Oh, there is one more thing that I would like you specifically to take with you."
Okay.
And she reaches into the big cupboard and like opens like another little kind of secretish hatch.
Okay.
And another potion pops out.
Hmm.
It is bright gold in color.
Felix Felicis.
And she hands it to you and looks at you and says, "Only use it if you absolutely have to.
All right.
Beyond that, I can say no more."
Okay. I'm going to do an Arcana check on the bottle when she hands it over.
If you feel that things are so dire that you might not survive, use the potion. Otherwise, save it.
Okay. Again, Arcana check.
All right. It's an extremely high check. I'm just going to let you know.
Well, I did get a fairly 14.
Not enough. From what you can tell, it is a gold potion in a very fancy bottle.
All right.
So do we now have the location of where Paro is?
Yes, you do. But at that moment, Sindel, your phone rings again. Beep.
That was like a hospital phone.
I pick it
up. I gotta work with what I got, okay? Leave me alone.
Well, according to D&D, gold is luck, so it is Phoenix Forces.
I answer.
Okay, so she picks up the phone.
Liquid luck.
It's Laedra. I have some information for you.
We just got some information ourselves, love. What do you got?
Well, I assume you know about the Brotherhood cell.
Yes.
Makaria told you? Okay.
Yes.
Yes. I came across that information myself, but shut up, you stupid animal. Sorry. I got my dire wolf with me.
No apologies necessary.
You might want to put me on speakerphone. Where's Phil? This concerns him too.
I left him in the car.
Oh. You might want to go get him.
Tarkaran, if you would, and I'm going to put you on speaker.
I'm doing what now?
Going to get Phil.
Well, where did we leave him?
In the car.
Okay.
He doesn't want to see her.
I will go get Phil.
All right, so you go get Phil. Phil and Tal'Karn come back in.
Phil, I need to tell you. It's not just the Brotherhood cell that we found. There is another problem. It's your brother. He's running the cell.
And you see almost like a complete 180 shift in his demeanor. Like he goes from scared little child because he's around Makaria again now to absolute acute battle rage.
When do we leave?
And that's where we'll call the episode for the night.
Alrighty then.
Okay.
Oh, Phil, go fuck somebody up.
No shit.
Gone full on beast mode.
All right, everybody, that was the Modern D Podcast, Episode 7. David Cunningham was your DM. Stephanie Bowman played Sindal. Kara Cunningham played Raywin Garrick. Josh Barron played Paru Vadu. Brian Brady played Tal'Karan. And Leanne Burlingame plays Shifra. We would appreciate if you rate and review the podcast. It would help us immensely, and we greatly appreciate it. We have a Instagram account as well. If you would like to ever contact us, it is at Modern D Pod on Instagram, or you could get a hold of us on our Twitter account, which is Dun Irish Media. And we also have an email address at dungeonirishmedia@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day. I never really kind of picked up on it before, but that's kind of like the biggest oxymoron for a character.
It is.
A warlock and a paladin.
Yeah, that's kind of the point.
So
he's like, fuck your logic.
Exactly.
For all my Star Trek friends that are sitting over here like, I fucking hate you. You were nowhere near being a Vulcan. Okay, that's it. That's my favorite.